From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father Vijay Amirtharaj. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from Jamie De La Serna and family from Visalia, California. This Mass is offered for the intentions of the De La Serna family and the Zoletta family of Aldi, Virginia. Our thanks to Jamie De La Serna and his family for the gift of the Mass to the faithful of Canada, USA, and around the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And with you.
Sisters and brothers, let us take a moment to seek God's mercy and forgiveness. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, by whose wondrous grace we are enriched with every blessing, grant us so to pass from former ways to newness of life, that we may be made ready for the glory of the heavenly kingdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. Joachim married the daughter of Hilkiah, named Susanna, a very beautiful woman and one who feared the Lord. Joachim was very rich and had a fine garden adjoining his house. The Jews used to come to him because he was the most honored of them all. That year, two elders from the people were appointed as judges. These men were frequently at Joachim's house. Every day, the two elders used to see Susanna, going in and walking about the garden, and they began to lust for her. Once, while they were watching for the opportune day, Susanna went in, as before, with only two maids, and wished to bathe in the garden, for it was a hot day. No one was there except the two elders, who had hidden themselves and were watching her. When the maids had gone out, the two elders got up and ran to her. They said, "We are burning with desire for you, so give your consent and lie with us. If you refuse, we will testify against you that a young man is with you, and this was why you sent your maids away." Susanna groaned and said, "I choose not to do it. I will fall into your hands rather than sin in the sight of the Lord." The next day, when the people gathered at the house of her husband Joachim, the two elders came, full of their wicked plot to have Susanna put to death. Because Susanna's accusers were elders of the peoples and judges, the assembly believed them and condemned Susanna to death. Then Susanna cried out with a loud voice and said, "O eternal God, you know what is secret and are aware of all the things before they come to be. And you know that these men have given false evidence against me, and now I am to die, though I have done none of the wicked things that they have charged against me." The Lord heard her cry. Just as she was being led off to execution, God stirred up the Holy Spirit of a young lad named Daniel, and he shouted with a loud voice, "I want no part in shedding this woman's blood." Taking a stand among the people, he said, "Are you such fools, O Israelites, as condemn a daughter of Israel without examination and without learning the facts? Return to court, for these men have given false evidence against her." So all the people hurried back, and the rest of the elders said to him, "Come, sit among us and inform us, for God has given you a standing of an elder." Daniel said to them, "Separate the men far from each other, and I will examine them." When they were separated from each other, he summoned one of them and said to him, "You old relic of wicked days, your sins have now come home, which you have committed in the past, pronouncing unjust judgments, condemning the innocent, and acquitting the guilty. Though the Lord said, 'You shall not put an innocent and righteous person to death.' Now then, if you really saw this woman, tell me, under what tree did you see them being intimate with each other?" He answered, "Under a mastic tree." And Daniel said, "Very well. This lie has cost you your head, for the angel of God has received the sentence from God and will immediately cut you in two." Then, putting him to one side, he ordered them to bring the other. And he said to him, "You offspring of Canaan and not of Judah, beauty has begilded you and lust has perverted your heart. This is how you've been treating the daughters of Israel, and they were intimate with you through fear. But a daughter of Judah would not tolerate your wickedness. Now then, tell me, under what tree did you catch them being intimate with each other?" He answered, "Under an evergreen oak." Daniel said to him, "Very well. This lie has cost you also your head, for the angel of God is waiting with his sword to split you in two, so as to destroy you both." Then the whole assembly raised a great shout and blessed God, who saves those who hope in him. And they took action against the two elders, because at their own mouths, Daniel had convicted them of bearing false witness. They did to them as they wickedly planned to do to their neighbors. Acting in accordance with the law of Moses, they put them to death. Thus, innocent blood was spared that day. Hilkiah and his wife praised God for their daughter Susanna, and so did her husband Joachim and all of her relatives. And from that day onward, Daniel had a great reputation among the people. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the valley of darkness, I fear no evil, for you are with me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Though I walk in the valley of darkness, I fear no evil, for you are with me. He leads me in the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Though I walk in the valley of darkness, I fear no evil, for you with me. Praise to you, Lord, King of eternal glory. Praise to you, Lord, King of eternal glory. I do not wish the sinner to die, says the Lord, but to turn to me and live. Praise to you, Lord, King of eternal glory.
The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning, he came again to the temple. All the people came to him, and he sat down and began to teach them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery. And making her stand before them, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law of Moses, commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they might have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." And once again he bent down and wrote on the ground. When they heard it, they went away, one by one, beginning with the elders. And Jesus was left alone with a woman standing before him. Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, sir." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go on your way, and from now on, do not sin again." The Gospel of the Lord. An army officer by the name Sidney Robbins was based in Panama during the Second World War. And one day the troops were taking a break. Some ragged boys showed up, and they pushed one of the boys forward, cheering him, saying, "Him got six toes, him got six toes." The boy hung his head, ashamed that he was a freak. The army officer surprised everyone by calling out, "Boys with six toes, step up for a reward." He then passed candy into the boy's hand. The other troops followed suit, filling the boy's pockets with gums, dimes, and candy. The boy's tormentors fell silent at this unexpected turn of events and trailed after their treasure-laden friend, begging his favor. Sisters and brothers, something similar happens in the first reading and in today's gospel scene, where Jesus traps the Pharisees with the very trap through which they tried to trap Jesus. They had logic on their side, as they thought. They tried to place Jesus in a very difficult or impossible position. If he was for mercy, he was setting himself against the law of Moses. This would put him in trouble with the religious authorities. If he was for stoning, he could be denounced to the Romans as inciting to murder. This story is a classical example of showing how love can defeat logic. Instead of judgment, even though Jesus is our King and final judge, he decides to show the people another way. He showed them the path that we should all be taking, and that is the path of mercy, path of forgiveness, path of empathy. Now, this may sound like a warm, fuzzy kind of thing, but it is true, and this is what we are all called to do as disciples of Jesus. There is this old saying that goes, "Do not judge a person until you have walked a mile in their shoes." Yes, it is very easy to jump into hasty judgment of people, because each day as we go about our business, we encounter people who are not like us, people who don't look like us, people who don't behave like us, people whom we think deserve our judgment and God's displeasure. But this is not our call. Our call is to show mercy. Our call is to show empathy. The unconditional love and mercy of God is given to each of us, not only to save us, but also in order to be shared with others. So as we come to celebrate this Eucharist, we pray that we may share the love and mercy that we ourselves receive from the Lord with one another, especially people who are in deep need. Amen. And now let us offer our prayers to God with faith. And we pray for all those in our daily TV Mass prayer intentions book. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Almighty and ever-living God, we ask in our community prayer that you might guide us to enter more deeply into the spirit of Lent and into the forgiveness, reconciliation, and renewal that is offered us. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all of us participating in this Mass, for a conversion of our hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Almighty, ever-loving God, we lift up our prayers to you and we ask you to grant them through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us our spiritual food. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Grant, we pray, O Lord, that preparing to celebrate the holy mysteries, we may bring before you as the fruit of bodily penance a joyful purity of heart. Through Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For through the saving passion of your Son, the whole world has received a heart to confess the infinite power of your majesty, since by the wondrous power of the cross, your judgment on the world is now revealed and the authority of Christ crucified. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dew fall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and he entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Francis, our Bishop, and all the clergy and the people you have gathered. Remember also all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. And have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen, amen, amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we now dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who will live and reign forever and ever."
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer to one another this sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord,
I am
not
worthy to enter into thy room, but only say the word.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Strengthened by the blessing of your sacraments, we pray, O Lord, that through them we may constantly be cleansed of our faults, and by following Christ, hasten our steps upward toward you. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.